First in family.
Jonathan was checking himself out.
I mean, right? Huh? What is going on? Happy Friday, or Fri-yay, as I like to say it.
It is Fri-yay. We got a nap. I mean, sort of. It wasn't really a nap. Yeah, the thunder and the pork chop.
Right.
It was a lay-down session.
Right. We got to lay down today, which is a Fri-yay in my book, as far as I'm concerned. But the reason we got to lay down was because of the fact that we got rained out from going to the beach. So,
yeah,
it's like a win-ish win.
Sort of win.
Kind of. Anyway, so yeah, first in life. It's pretty awesome. It's a Q&A with literally zero Qs.
Yeah, we had no questions today.
Nothing, not a one. But hey, howdy to you, Facebook user.
If you are someone who's clicked the link before, we're sorry the links are expiring, so you might still have to click it. If not, and you don't want to click it right now, just put your name next to it.
Tell us your name. We'll pick up on the vibe. We'll pick up what you're putting down eventually, and we want to call you FBU. All the time, or number you, FBU1, FBU2, FBU3. It kind of goes in order from there.
We got so it looks like some of the links may be expiring because we have another Facebook user. So it shows up as Facebook user until you click the link that's with the post for the live.
It looks like our links have definitely done some expiration.
Yeah, so either let us know who you are or go click the link real quick.
Yeah, let us know who you are, click the link, or it'll be fun. Oh, yeah, look at this.
Oh, everybody says Facebook user. So I'm sorry, guys. It could be a glitch on our end. If everybody says Facebook user, this could be just a...
The platform we use did re-update, and maybe every time the platform updates, you have to do it. And that could very well be it, too. So Trisha O'Brien, you guys nap, I call BS. It was kind of a nap again.
So we got rained out at the beach. So we came home and Jonathan was like, let's take a nap. And I said, oh yeah.
Right. Because I was falling asleep on the way home.
As I'm driving. We go to lay in the bedroom and we lay down, turn the lights off, everything's set up. And it starts thundering and the dog starts whining at the door.
Immediately.
And I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. So we transferred to the couch. Yeah, still didn't help. It was thundering. He was crawling all over everybody. But we laid down.
We laid down, which is a win. hi, back FBU, and I'm guessing now when I see Mr. Kanjimi here, click the link we definitely had some expirations involved. So, happy Friday to you, my man, the man, hot cheese himself. Amy Saunders here, expired, rolling the dice. Coach Amy, you're good. Yep. It worked for you.
We got you.
Stephanie Hostetler's here.
Hey, yes.
It's Meg. We can see you. Good job.
I see your profile picture this
one. You connected. Good, good. Renee is here. Hello. We got FBU number 5 in the mix. Hey, click the link. I think we had some expirations. Val. You are no longer FBU.
You're not.
You are all you, and that's what we love. Trisha, I'm assuming this is you. I mean, you guys seem like Energizer bunnies, never napping. That is caffeine.
We usually don't nap, though. We usually don't get nap time.
We don't make the time. Everybody has the same amount of time. We just allocate it in other places, like all you guys.
Yeah. More nap time would be good, though. I think we're gonna have to work on that.
You know, and that's the thing is you know, we suffer from the same of issues and problems and lack of time-itis that all you guys in the fam suffer too. And the truth of the matter is, you can only do so much, right? So if you want to do more of something, you got to take something out. So if we want to do more of napping, we got to find something we can cut out, and that's the hard part because we like to do all the things.
We are highly caffeinated pretty much every day,
which is not good. I'm not recommending.
No,
I'm not saying you do that. I'm saying we do that.
Yeah, I mean, but you see, so like you see Jonathan's face. So we have jujitsu, late night jujitsu. So that tends to put a damper on the week. You know, you stay up a little too late, get pounded into the mat a little too much.
She gets tired after jiu-jitsu, and I get wired after jiu-jitsu.
Guys, we come home after being smashed for like 5 or 6 rounds. These are like 6-minute rounds of going at each other after you do technique. So it's like 2 hours of jiu-jitsu. This one is like singing and dancing, and I'm cooking in the kitchen. And I'm like, excited. Get out of my space.
I'm singing in the shower. I'm having a time. She wants to go to sleep. And I'm like, nah, man, I'm ready to go. It's like, you know, after you fight, you get excited, and she doesn't. So
imagine when he gets super loud on here and he screams at you guys through the screen. This is what he does in the kitchen at like 11 o'clock at night. We haven't eaten yet.
She's making things up. I don't change. I don't get excited. Moving on. Meg Hanley says, "And your training has me thinking I'm J-Lo, and I'm surely not."
But goals, right? I mean, J-Lo is all of our goals. I mean.
So Meg just started doing one-on-one coaching with Anne, and
she's getting it.
I don't want to say she's enjoying it, but she's...
You know, you don't always have to love what you do. You just have to love the outcome, right?
So she's getting what she signed up for. She's getting worked. Although, did you program her dead bugs?
Yes.
Yeah, Meg's post on dead bugs had everybody laughing. So I'm back off on that one. Renee said, "I wish I could nap, but I wake up groggy and bitchy." Oh. So there's actually a little bit of science to that when it comes to napping. And long story short, the power nap, the concept of the power nap, this is not going to be a short story,
no.
Very much came from when companies tried to decide what the optimal hour of sleep would be for pilots to feel rejuvenated on overnight flights. So if you guys aren't really aware, I wasn't really aware, I'm not a pilot. We do have one in the fam. We have a couple other people that have been in the military with planes that go fly that can confirm this. But there's actually like little bunks inside these cockpits, these quarters that they can sleep in. So when they're doing like a 20-hour flight that you guys are all complaining about your knees and trying not to get a deep vein thrombosis, they've got to kind of gauge when they can rest. So the power nap came to be the optimal time that you would want to sleep so you could wake up refreshed for your landings, your takeoffs, all the important stuff like that. And it's actually not the power nap that we all think it is, like a 15-minute power nap. It's actually like 4 to 6 hours. And the reason for that is because it falls in line with circadian rhythms, REM and sleep cycles. So if you sleep 15, 20 minutes, it's refreshing. 30 minutes, maybe okay. Any more than that, it needs to be like 2 or 3 hours, or else you're going to wake up in the middle of a sleep cycle and you're going to feel groggy and bitchy and like crap. And that's because literally you're waking up at the worst possible time you can wake up, which is the middle of your sleep cycle. So yeah, if you feel crappy from a nap, take a shorter one or a longer one. I know, very actionable, right? Sleep more, that'd be great, wouldn't it? But that is kind of why you feel that way.
It's tough too, because everybody's kind of different when they fall asleep. So Jonathan does a great job of falling asleep fairly quickly. Now, he reads when we go to bed, but, you know, when we go to places like hotels, he'll be out. I take longer to fall asleep. So it might take him 10 minutes. It might take me 20 minutes. I don't know. But now that cuts into your sleep time. So if you need a 20-minute nap, you need 40 minutes to get to sleep, or he needs 30. It's like, I don't, there's so many variables.
It gets tricky, which is why the best way to sleep is... no clocks, no alarms, just wake up when you feel like it.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Let me know if any of your employers think that's a good idea, right? Thank you, my man.
Oh, there it is, from the pilot.
I got a stamp of approval from the pilot himself. I'm glad I didn't mess that one up, right? Like I said, I'm not a pilot, but I read a book about naps one time. Danielle, yes, it is working now. Good job with your clickery. I appreciate it. Meg says about Anne's training, she loves it, but she's scared of it, but I love it. OMG, the dead bugs. Guys, if you're not aware of the dead bugs, I walked into a whole room full of dead bugs at the family reunion or happy babies, which happy, are very similar. Babies. Very similar to dead
not
bugs.
Not even close.
They're very similar. They're very similar with Whoa. The with you got it's, no. It's a dead no, it's a dead bug with holding and one's alternating.
The other one's like legs open in your face. No, they're
anyway,
totally different.
Anyway, point is I walked into a room full of stuff that I didn't need to see.
Happy babies.
And I made it awkward for everybody. I made eye contact with every happy baby I could.
You're basically staring right between somebody's legs. It's awful.
I made Steve feel really uncomfortable, which is probably why he tried to choke me later.
That was Coach Amy. Thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. So, yeah, guys, we had zero questions. Literally zero. So we can hang out talking about naps and airplanes and dead bugs all day. If you got any questions, ask them for us. Or you know, we can make this the world's shortest live call in history. And that's okay, too, because we got a lot of work to do. Catching up from this week after that reunion has been interesting. Anybody else? You know, it's like, it was like we had so much buildup and stress trying to make sure the reunion was going to be an awesome thing. And it turned out to be like 10x levels above anything we could have expected. And then we got home and it was like, one, we're just exhausted from, you know, being like amped the whole time. And then two, it's like instantly alone. Where are the 23 other people we were like, you know, spending every minute with, you know?
It's and so quiet.
It's been like a really weird kind of like vibe, you know? So it's probably why I'm posting about it and talking so much about it. I'm trying to relive it.
I got an email today too. So somebody had emailed me and said, hey, man, I wish we had gotten to spend more time together while we were at the reunion. So this is just kind of like the tip for anybody in the future. If we're at a reunion with you guys, we're there for you. So if you want to talk to me, to Jonathan, to your coach, to whoever else, stop us in the middle of whatever we're doing and grab us. I mean, I maybe wouldn't interrupt a conversation with somebody else if it's going on, but like, you know, I get a little house momish. So I try to like, you know, do dishes and clean and I run around and I try to always be doing something to make sure everybody has what they need. So if you want to talk to us, grab us. Like just stand in front of us and be like, hey, I need to talk to you. You know, like I don't ever want you guys to feel like you can't stop us and talk to us at a reunion, because that's what we're there for, is to hang out with you guys. And it gets busy and it's loud and people are running around, but grab us and talk to us. Just side note.
Weird. Nobody said they want to talk more to me. Everyone's fired.
Weird. You also didn't do any of the dishes.
I also didn't stop talking. So
that's true.
That's probably what it was. Danielle said dead bugs are so hard for me.
Dude, dead bugs are...
And Meg said, me too. And they're so good for your entire body. So I did them and I was breathing like I was birthing a third child.
That's all Lamas breathing, man. Come
we
on.
We gotta get that in there, man. That's good. We need more of that.
Dude, dead bugs are amazing. Like, first of all, it'll tell you whether you have any kind of coordination, because you're moving opposite limbs at the same time and you're trying to keep your back to the floor and you're trying to keep your core on. Like, it's a great exercise.
It ain't no picnic, if you know what I'm saying. Val says, I think we need a reunion photo book. Ooh. I went through all my reunion photos and kind of like eliminated like the 47th different pose of the same photo. Because, you know, it's like, okay, hold still. Click, click, click,
the
click,
blurry
click.
Ones.
You take 27, you get a blurry, someone's thumb's in it. Someone's definitely not looking. Maybe it was during some happy babies. You don't want to use those or whatever. So I've got mine. I think I have like 80 pictures. So and I have a few more that have been given to us. So yeah, I think we should maybe like submit, like everybody that took pictures, like submit them all, and we could like, you know, do some kind of album thing or something. I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
John says, I don't know if I saw the pirate ship shot. Oh. So I've been holding on to that one from my personal wall. Because I'm gonna make a post about like, you know, basically if your crew ain't the type that's gonna take over the whole kiddie park, then you ain't the crew.
Kick
for
the
me.
Kids out.
But I did post it in the fam. Mm-hmm. So it was like just a one-off quick update, like while we were in the middle of like living the dream. So it is in their group, but I can send it to you. So just send me a message. Remind me, because it's sometimes better for taking punches than it is for you know, remembering things. So just let me know, and I'll shoot it your way, brother. Absolutely. Yep. Val said, you guys did great. There is never enough time. That's where there's more reunions to come. Yes, there is. And you guys hear it first. We have a date. And the date is?
The second weekend in December.
The second weekend
I'm
in
double-checking
December.
The numbers before I spit them out.
I'm really kind of upset because I literally pitched the softball to Ann so she could knock it out.
I'm going to say it's the 9th through the 12th.
So she could?
December 9th through the 12th.
Knock it out of the park.
And I'm confirming.
And she dropped the ball.
Yes, December 9th through the 12th. I'm correct.
She dropped the ball.
Listen, I don't want to go on record till I'm sure.
December 9th through 12th, reunion.
Yes.
2 for 2021. This will be the first year we have two reunions in 1 year, which I'm really excited about, because it should have been last year was the first year with two reunions, but I think something happened in 2020.
Some little thing.
I think something happened and no one was reuniting for a little bit. So, yeah, so there you hear it first, December 9th, December 12th. Make your plans. We'll be releasing a poll next week. We found a house. We're going to actually, two polls are going to come out. Yeah. One is who can make it. And then two, to you reunioners, we're going to pose a question on whether you want to do something very similar like we did last time, maybe in the same houses, or we found like a pretty sick, awesome house with like 15 bedrooms. And a few more beds if we can squeeze a few more people in there, or at least we'll get spread out a little bit. So I think we're going to go that route, but we want to make sure you guys are cool with it.
Yeah, so you'll see the post like, hey guys, would you rather have two connecting townhomes and have two separate spaces like we did, or have one big giant house?
And we'll leave I think we're just going to book the big giant house, and if you guys hate it after we show it to you, then we'll find something else to do. Val, I'll definitely get you that picture.
Yes.
It's a great one. I was talking about it today, actually. Yes, Renee, it will be in Orlando, and the reason for that is the houses in Tampa kind of suck.
Flying into Tampa and getting to and from that airport is miserable. And then we looked at, and Miami's even worse, so we're not going down there. That airport is just awful.
Yeah, the thing is, like, the last thing we want anybody to do is like, hey, let's do it in Emerald Coast, you know, Pensacola area, and there's a 7-hour Uber from the closest airport, so we like to get it as close as we can.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to let you have it in Egypt, you can just let us know how it went. And it's I don't want to go to Egypt. It's that...
if you can get us all buddy passes on the flight to Egypt, maybe we can do
it. Or logistically, if we can figure out how to move like 87 air fryers and everything else we have to haul up there. So that's the thing. We are very much going to look at doing some of these in some other areas in the near future.
Like maybe next year?
But there is a lot involved in it. So it'll basically be, we'll be kind of like hopping out in smaller areas because there's a lot that goes into making these things happen. And if you saw our car and how it was packed to the ceiling and how when we left we had to get PJ to take our air mattress because we didn't have room to take everything back we had to take because we couldn't pack it the same way we brought it. There's a lot of logistics involved. So without having boots on the ground, within, you know, close proximity to the location of the reunion, it's very difficult, i.e. impossible, to pull this stuff off.
Yeah, for anyone who didn't go, there was, I believe, 4 or 5 air fryers. There was, like, 4 waffle makers, a bunch of utensils.
We had to buy a coffee maker.
We bought a coffee maker.
Because the Airbnb host, when they... Let you get 2 townhouses that can hold 23 people. They think Keurigs,
a single serve Keurig,
are the way to go. That did not fly in this house. So we had to buy a coffee maker, some stuff we couldn't forget, all kinds of stuff like that.
And then food delivery.
So we are not, like, we don't have this thing down to a science where we ship our Connex box and it drops all our reunion supplies. We hope to get there one day. I mean, that'd be pretty awesome. We could just helicopter it into remote islands. But we're not there yet. So bear with us. Work with us. Come hang with us, and don't really worry about the where as much right yet. We'll get there. We'll get there to where we're first in whitewater rafting, you know, and we're summiting, you know, Mount Rainier. We'll do all those trips.
Maybe not that.
We just got to get there first. We got to get there first. So every time we learn something new. Last time we learned, don't count on your Airbnb hosts to provide more than 2 rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah, so this time I brought toilet paper.
So we were prepared. What we learned this time was it'd be cool to have a whiteboard so we could write down a menu.
Yeah.
That's a lot less of an emergency than toilet paper. So we're learning. We're learning. So eventually when we have less and less to forget, we'll be able to move further and further out. We have an idea for maybe where we're going to be at, if not the first reunion in 2022, the next reunion, and we're going to see how that goes.
Because we are looking at a cruise.
That would be the third event in 2022. Oh, and everybody that's at the reunion, if you're wondering how that burn on my finger from the coffee cup, yeah, guys, don't...
Jonathan tried to put coffee in a Moscow Mule mug. The steel mug.
You think I'd know the heat transfer thing? But yeah, I got a second, if not even a third in a spot, degree burn from coffee. Hot coffee's hot, guys. Don't put it in metal and put your skin on the metal. So, Kay's upset with me. He's upset.
I know, but dude, listen.
Egypt, one of these days, bro. One of these days, and you will be there to guide us for sure. Because
I get anxiety over packing for a weekend trip for me and Jonathan. I can't tell you what I looked like for this reunion. Like, I'm not a party planner. I will get better, but dang, dude, I can't even think about going to another country. We're not even in another state yet.
Val says, stop picking on Anne. She is the bomb, and you know it.
You know what? You know why my anxiety was so high with this one? Because you guys come down here to hang out with us, to have a good time, and everything should be taken care of for you, right? Like, I don't want you to have to come down and not have something or not be able to get something, get stressed, whatever. It's our job to make sure you're comfortable. That's where my anxiety comes from.
Listen, we are extremely fortunate to have you guys.
Yeah.
Because we put 15, 17, 18, whatever it was total, because we had some visitors come by, for all intents and purposes, strangers in a house where everything could have gone wrong. And nothing did. And everybody was amazing. And you guys all took care of each other. And you took care of us. And you were awesome. And you rolled with punches. And yes, the beds were squeaky. And that could have ruined the entire weekend, because somebody would have been upset. But it was awesome.
But Ian and John Kajemi ended up dancing around on them like kids, and it was great.
And that's what's so awesome about you guys, because, you know, as much as we want to take care of you, you guys all made sure you took care of us and took care of the coaches and took care of each other. And that's why we protect this family the way we do. And that's why I was so happy to officially deny the first person entrance into First Inn.
We did.
So they don't even know it yet. But they've been officially 100% excommunicado and will not be allowed back in the family by unanimous vote of the entire team. I thought maybe I was reading a situation wrong. No. So I opened up the team and I gave a little backup facts, and everybody was even a more resounding hell no than I was. And that makes me feel good, because this person, I feel, not only has done some irrecoverable damage in terms of some choices and decisions they've made once they left the fam, in terms of how they operated and conducted themselves after that, but they brought zero to the table when they were here, and just not who we want in the crew. And so I opened it up to the team and I said, am I reading this wrong, guys? Am I wrong on this? Let me know. I said, here's my thoughts. And man, they were all 100% like, no, hell no, that dude is no place here, no place in the fam. And the reason for that is everything we saw at that reunion. Because we want everybody in this family to be people who are in our family. I think it was Janice Watkins who was talking about, like her mom was like, how is it? And she was like, oh my God, it's amazing. She's like, I didn't know if I was going to like everybody. She goes, hold on. She goes, I knew I was going to like everybody. She goes, but I didn't know I was going to love everybody. And Janice's mom goes, well, is there anybody there you wouldn't want to have coffee with? And Janice goes, not a single person. She goes, I would meet up with every single person here. And that's what it's all about. There was a book I read by a guy named Steve. Can't remember his last name. Don't worry about it. He's like a marketing guy. And his whole gig was he crafted custom experiences for people. So that was his whole gig in life, was like, okay, your husband likes sports cars, so let's get him to drive a Ferrari around a F1 track or whatever, you know, just crazy stuff like that. Not in my budget, but I read his book, and one thing he said is, it's called the beer test. He said, if I wouldn't want to have a beer with you, I don't want to work with you. You will not be my client if I don't want to hang out with you. And that resonated with me so loudly. If we don't want to hang out with you and we don't want to invite you over for dinner, we don't want you in the family, because we don't want you to bring down the vibe, and your money's not worth it if you're not gonna be part of the tide that raises all these ships here. We don't want you in here. And it feels really good to be like, yeah, man, no thanks. You go. So, and the reason for that is not like we're buying yachts and sailing around our own private islands. We need to eat as much as the next person does. It's because everything that just happened at the reunion is exactly what we wanted from day one when we started this whole food thing, was to have that kind of family. And it just solidified everything we've done. You think that, you know, you get signs, you get nudges that you're doing good things in your life. That reunion was really, really a sign for us that we love what we do and we love why we do it, and we are not willing to compromise that. So yeah, kudos. Kudos to dude number one. The first denial. I love it so much. I'm late. I'm talking. Imagine that. No questions, and I can make a Q&A stretch. Meg, the second one is in Florida.
You are flying into Orlando December 9th through the 12th. Just so you know, it's done. Go ahead.
Come.
Book the tickets.
You don't need to worry about it being in Florida. We're not going to expose you to alligators or the religious right or anything like that.
This is Orlando.
Just come to us, and then we'll take care of you. And then we'll make sure you get back. It'll be awesome. Annette's here. Good afternoon. Kay said, I'm totally kidding. Open invitation, though. We'll get there one day, bro.
We'd love to go.
We'll get
you
there one day.
Yep.
100%. Karen, how are you? Oh, man. Karen made these cupcakes, and they had oh, man. They were so good. They look so good.
Yeah. Oh, the ones with the mini Oreos.
Yes, and they were wrapped up in the fancy paper. Oh, man. Karen, those looked amazing.
Your biggest fan ever, Karen.
I am. Val says, we can do a Southern Jersey reunion. I learned during this reunion that all y'all haven't had crabs and spaghetti Jersey style.
Ooh.
I'm glad you made that a food reference, because all I know about Jersey is the shore. And when you said all y'all hadn't had crabs, I got like some Snooki flashbacks.
Oops.
But it was funny. I brought that up. We should do a reunion Jersey Shore on the Jersey Shore. And everybody got really excited about it. So listen, we'll do whatever. If we can make it happen and it makes you guys happy, we will do our best to do it. And I mean anything. You know, we'll do anything we possibly can. But bear in mind that we don't know how to do everything, right? Like Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon. If you guys aren't familiar, he's resigning as CEO of Amazon on July 5th because July 20th he's going to be in space. Right? He's going to fly to space. And Richard Branson, the guy from Virgin Records, Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Voyages, the cruise ship I have to go on, said, hold my beer, July 11th, he's blasting into space so he can one-up Bezos before Bezos can even do it, right? I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to launch into space, right? If I resigned as whatever, I don't even have a title at first then.
Wow.
If I stopped being food dude, I'm not going to go to space.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to go get a job at Walmart greeting people, right? That's my skill set. So,
God, Jonathan is a greeter. Can we just appreciate that for a second?
So when it comes down to pulling off all these awesome things, man, I'm not going to say I know how to do it all, but I'll try to figure it out if you guys want it.
We'll try. We may try to start, like, each in our way up the coast, because, like, Amy is kind of like a halfway point, right? She's up in South Carolina, so maybe we can kind of start.
Amy has volunteered to run some logistics for us. So we may look at doing a reunion next year in Myrtle Beach.
And since she's a coach, I don't really mind putting her to work
right.
too much, you know.
Right, and that's the thing. Is like, yeah, man, we could put Coach Kim to work and we could go do one in Hawaii.
We have until November to do that.
Right, well, I don't know who necessarily is going to be able to make that happen. I mean, Coach Kim, my God, about killed herself to get to Hawaii or get to Florida from Hawaii and then had to fly directly back to the camping trip. Man, I'm sure we'd all love to go out to Washington, but well, that's one hell of a flight. You know, getting 23 people out there is a lot harder than getting, like, you know, Coach Nastasha and a couple people to fly out. So we'll figure it out. We'll do anything we can.
We'll work on it.
John,
for anybody who doesn't know, so John and Ian had the room right next to the female coaches. So all four female coaches were in bunk beds next to John and Ian. And you would hear it, and it would go, squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. And it would stop, and they'd giggle. And it would squeak some more, and they would giggle. Like a bunch of campers. It was great.
So much so that old mom over here had to go, yo, you are right next to the room that has four coaches in it. Please stop.
So the backstory for that one is that only happened once, and it was the first night because Coach Kim flew from Hawaii. And anybody knows that time change is miserable. So she came over here, and it's worse going back, she said, but she came over here on a weird time difference, was exhausted, and had passed out like 2 hours before we went to bed. So I get up there and they are bouncing and yelling and screaming. So it was just the first night that I was like, hey guys, Kim's kind of really exhausted and trying to sleep. Maybe not tonight, maybe tomorrow. Like,
and
just
for,
once though.
From what I heard, she was pretty nice about it.
It was just because Coach Kim had such a long trip. It's ridiculous.
Whereas the male coach's room was next to Jessica and Janice, and boy, they were giggling like schoolgirls all night. Meg says, I can come as long as it's in December, but listen, I will contribute to the house and stay at a hotel. I can't have people in my space. We're not going to tell you what to do. And I may have actually brought up the fact that what if somebody is that way with their space? Introverted, extroverted, whatever label, doesn't matter to me. We had a couple members that the people meter would fill, and they would 100% go to their space, their room, their whatever, and chill out, and that's 100% okay. I think the great thing is about the way we do these things is we're not saying, okay, at 8:15, you gotta be here for the breakout session, then at 9:22, we're gonna go do a round table.
No.
It's, yo, do as little or as much as you want. Who wants to go to the gym today? Who wants to do this today? Who wants to eat here? Who wants to eat there? And of course, we all did things together as much as we could, but we all divided and did our things too. And you know, Diet Coke. As much as you guys missed out, you people that went to sleep during Cards Against Humanity, I understand not everybody wanted to stay up till midnight hearing some of the stuff that we were saying to each other. So these reunions are for you, and we're not here to tell you how to reunion. We're here to facilitate, you know, more deep family interactions and have an amazing time. And for some people, an amazing time sleeping in till noon,
yeah,
and not being around early morning buffoonery. And we're okay with that. We're here for it. So we'll do whatever it takes to get you in our area, Meg, whatever it takes.
We are looking at expansion packs for Cards Against Humanity, by the way, too.
Oh, we're going to have all the cards.
Because I'm excited for some new cards.
We're going to have all the cards because I'm thinking about, like, literally cherry picking some of the stuff that was terrible. Like, Murphy and I are like,
boring.
Really? We have 7 names right now. Names are not the funniest thing, guys.
Sometimes they're good.
Who won with a name? No one won with a name. No one won with a name.
Oh.
Now, Pac-Man... something he shouldn't have done. That was a good card. It has a name in it. But yes, so Meg, we get that completely. And to be honest with you, it's a lot. It's a lot of people in.
It's a lot, but really, he said it too. Like, the cool thing is there were outside patios on both of the houses we had. So we did have people kind of be like, okay, I've had enough. Either go to my room for an hour, I'm going to go sit outside. People went for a walk around the neighborhood by themselves, went to the gym by themselves. Like,
you can
find time alone.
And the good thing is we got a lot of really awesome people.
Yeah.
So if you're going to have to people, these are the people to people with. I'll tell you that straight up. Karen, next reunion in space. You're going to have to give me some more time.
Do that? Yeah.
You're going to have to give me some more time. Again, not Bezos.
And about like $2 billion. Like, well, I don't even
know. Not very smart. Not very rich, you know? So we've got a few of... The smart thing and the rich thing are definitely stopping us from space, but hey,
we'll try to
the moon, right? to the moon. FBU is going to help Amy. I'm here too. We appreciate it. I could guess this is any of a number of Myrtleites.
I don't know. Renee
says, Myrtle, I can help Amy. So see, everybody... Mm-hmm. Will help Amy. So that makes Myrtle a decent spot.
Yeah.
You know, that makes it something that we can figure out and maybe we can do. Everybody pool their air fryers together. Everybody pool this together. Something goes wrong, you guys know where to find it. That's what we miss when it comes to just going like, hey, let's just go to Boulder where no one lives, no coaches are from, and no family members ever been. Yeah, we might find a great house 3 hours from the nearest store. So if somebody forgets a roll of paper towels... No big deal.
Where we know nothing, that's tough.
I think literally the house we had was like, I think as the crow flies, 10 miles from the airport? It's not far.
Something like that, no.
You know, 10, 12 miles.
But
in Orlando traffic, ask Ian, who had to go, my God, back and forth to that airport 12 times, how easy it was to go 12 miles. Well, imagine we pick a super remote location and we've got to ferry people back because their luggage get lost. Because, man, shit happens. So we try to minimize these things and try to operate in a way with which we're the most comfortable. So if we get to where it's like, yo, man, we're doing a 9-day reunion so we can go do all these crazy awesome things. Hey, fantastic. No problem. We'll look at some stuff like that. But the last thing I want is somebody spending an entire 24 hours of their limited weekend in transit. You know, it's a lot easier. I mean, everybody tell you the area we picked with a Publix being, you know, two minutes down the street. If somebody, you know, unfortunately, somebody drank all my buddies. Unsweetened almond milk, it was super easy to get it back for them. If that would have been 3 hours away, not so easy. So we definitely need those boots on the ground like that. It's all good, man. I think Kim had an amazing time. And brother, when you unveiled your surprise, I think you could do no wrong after that. That's what I'm talking about. Hot cheese.
There it is.
Hot cheese. Val said, okay, that was the best game ever. Yes, it was.
Dude, the man, everybody sat down. It was just, ew.
Oh, my God, Kay. Is that a thing?
Oh, you're asking,
a Muslim-related expansion for Cards Against Humanity?
Yes, it is.
Only if you are there.
Yeah, we're not just going to throw that out.
Only if you are there.
Oh, Danielle called it out. I wasn't going to do it, but there it is.
There it is, Joe Biden.
I think that is the name that won.
I think it is a name that won.
See?
Okay, okay. So we'll leave some names in there.
Okay.
But at one point, Murphy and I, who's the actress from Hunger Games? What's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence. Never is that going to win. I'm going to erect a 50-foot statue in honor of Jennifer Lawrence. No. It's like Murphy and I are like, okay, what do you want to throw away? Jennifer Lawrence or Tom Cruise? You know?
Oh.
So yeah. So Murphy and I won with, Murphy and I won with Biden. Okay, so we won with Biden. I get it. Joe Biden will stay in the deck, okay? We will leave Joe Biden in the deck. Murphy and I did win with him. Yep, you guys are all twinning.
Yep.
See, it's like you guys bonded at this reunion thing. See? So we'll get it figured out.
Maybe next year we'll look at South Carolina.
I would say that would probably be the winter one, maybe?
I don't know what the winter looks like up there. We'll have to chat about how cold, because I don't...
So Meg said snowy Vermont would be a good one, and I agreed with her. But I think most of fam wants to avoid the snow.
Yeah.
But we'll figure that out.
I'll go wherever you guys want to go.
Next year we've got to block out when we want to do the cruise and the reunions too.
Cruise is gonna probably be summertime because of the length of it and schedules. Like, we've got some teachers in the family that have to work all year long.
That's true too.
So we talked about a midsummer cruise.
Midsummer Night's Cruise. I've read that book before.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's Midsummer Night's Dream. It's a play, not a book, but you can get it in a book form if you want. Yo, my man Tom is here. Happy 4th, everyone. The casino put me in timeout, so I'm checking in. You gotta quit stealing their money, bro. You gotta quit stealing their money. So, man.
That's what we got today.
I guess talking about the reunion. You know what? I should probably have done this a while ago.
It really is just a free-for-all.
It's really what today is. If you ain't got questions, we ain't got answers. We can just keep talking about whatever we got going on. I think everybody in here is either a member of Fully Involved or has been around long enough so you guys know all about it. So we don't necessarily have to talk much about that. But if you have any questions, we are opening it up to friends of members of Fully Involved too. Yeah. So that's good.
Meg said, I'm out. That's enough people in.
Deuces. Deuces. Happy 4th, fam. But yeah, man. That's it. So like I said, we're still pretty jazzed, pretty pumped from that reunion. We've got a poll coming up next week to make sure we have interest so we know what size house to get. I'm really hoping you guys are excited about December because this palace, this castle with a home theater looks really awesome that we're going to look at.
Yeah.
What else am I going to say? And we want to start gearing up to get everybody's minds geared up for September 11th for Tunnel to Towers.
Tunnel to Towers is on September 11th, which usually doesn't happen because every year the dates shift, right? But Saturday, September 11th, the Tunnel to Towers walk run is going to be here. We'll get into all the details. For anybody who doesn't know, we get together in the morning and we walk 3.43 miles. We do it as a group. This is not like a race. We're not running. We're not whatever. This is just to go out and see. There's firefighters and police and military that go out and do it in uniform. And we take, you know, we collect donations if you can't be there and you want to donate. So we'll get into all the little details. But It's on September 11th this year, which kind of makes it extra special.
So. Yeah, this will be our fourth year doing it. Last year when it got canceled, we did our own. And we opened it up virtual to everyone in First In to donate and participate with us. And we're going to do the same thing. And we would love to have anyone that can make it. That's a huge weekend for us. It's a huge weekend for a lot of our members. It's here in Vero Beach. Come in. We'll go to sushi on Friday night. We'll find some lunch on Saturday. We can do bagels on Sunday. And we'll make a big weekend out of it because that is literally like you know, kind of important to just about every person in First In when it comes to anybody with a civil service or a military background. And again, it'll be the fourth year in a row we've done this since we started, and we're going to do it every year we can. We may eventually, speaking of trips and reunions, try to get up and do one in New York City one year. Again, logistics, get it figured out, but that's what we're going to do. So that'll be coming up next too. And if you're local in the Central Florida area, we will be doing a meetup in Lakeland area, Tampa area. We're not sure 100%. Third week in July, 27th.
I'm gonna check.
That's a wrong date. Don't
Jonathan
don't quote
throws
me on
dates
that.
Out there.
I sound so authoritative with
I
you
believe
too.
It's the 24th, but I will double check.
24th. So July. 3 days shy. I was close, right? So we'll be doing that. So as you could see, like getting together with you guys, putting the family in First In family. Make sure the family's put in first. You know, that's what it's all about for us, and we're really gonna ramp that up this year. So Renee. The cost for friends for F4D, okay, for members of the family, it's $14.99. For friends, it is $24.99. And after Ian pointed out that I had some errors in the link, well, there weren't errors in the link. He went to check it out to send to somebody, and I didn't have the link ready for friends yet because I said, and fully involved, I said, if you got to send it to friends, let me know. I'll get you a link. That was kind of silly. I should have just made one link to rule them all. So I have since updated the link, the i.amfirst.in/F4D recruitment. That will have a question in there. It says, are you a member of First In Nutrition? If not, what is the name of the person that referred you? Because this is for friends of current F4D members. So friends of you guys. This isn't like a run a paid ad and fill it with people right now. It's not what it's about. It's about if you guys want to share, you know, your training with people. Maybe people aren't really ready to join First In Nutrition. They don't know what we're all about, but they do want to work out. They do want to be part of a positive community. That's what it's for. So you guys are $14.99. They will be $24.99, and that is explained in the little form too. What we do ask is there is the first question is I have either A, watched the Fin Live on the beta, or B, have been thoroughly explained to what F4D is all about by the referrer. So we're gonna hold your feet to the fire on that a little bit because that's the way we can do it right now. We're coming up with a doc file. We may do another video that everybody can watch. We may do something like that. But we really wanna open it up to friends of yours, the people that you wanna work out with that aren't maybe necessarily members of the family right now, but maybe interested. This might be a good purchase point for them to hear what we're all about. We're really excited about it, man. Opening up for friends of members, we're really excited about that. It's just like, how can we help good people do good things? And we know some people put training as a focus first, and I'm cool with it. Whatever you can do to inch your way forward to success, and we want to offer a positive community environment where people can get some structured training in and find some of the support that we all have in the family. So we're really happy to do it. Excited about it. So hopefully we'll get one or two non First In members in this time and see how it goes, because that'll be a first, right? We're gonna see how it rips. Anna Patterson, you're never late. It's always a party when you arrive. That's
you actually,
for sure.
The only thing you missed is the reunion is December 9th through the 12th, second weekend in December, and that actually was set up well because our conversation, you had said, hey, I can't be there the first week in December, and we said, well, we need to change it then.
Second week it is.
That's what you
Second
got.
Second week it is. Mm-hmm. So I hope that works for you.
Hopefully it does.
Because we would love to see you. That's all I got. That's all I got, man. This is one for the record books. Zero questions in the group. Zero questions on the live. So hats off to us, man. We've pulled an hour out of thin air. Not surprised. I'm not sure that you guys are as members of the fam are really pleased about that. But hey, if nobody asks you no question, we give you no answer.
Last call for questions if you have any today. Otherwise, it is it's date night tonight. Eat some dinner, watch a movie.
I got a date with some popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn.
Just so you guys are aware, we booked a cruise.
We did. So the plan was to book it in September for my birthday. The cost is like twice as much right now in September as it is in like the end of October. So we're going to make a Halloween cruise out of it instead. But we booked a cruise.
We booked a cruise.
Which is great because last year was terrible. We didn't get to go.
Right. We're really excited for Workcation 2021.
Yeah. Hey, so, working on a balcony with a cup of coffee in the water.
There ain't much a better place to work. It may not be the best, most relaxing vacation in the conventional sense, but it is damn sure the best place to work ever.
We are going on the big Royal Caribbean ship, too. The one that has the big, like, dome that they, like, 360 around the outside off the back of the ship. And
indoor skydiving simulator on this thing. Man, I don't even know. It's going to be amazing. So we're really excited about it. Yeah. So we have a cruise in October, and I had to tell Grumpus over here our 8-year wedding anniversary. Is it 8 or 18?
8.
our 8-year wedding anniversary is coming up next week. And she's like, oh, well, maybe we can go get a burrito so we can work. And I said, you know what, man? I said, I am so tired of that shit. First of all, I've given her that line for like the last 5 years. I don't think we've celebrated an anniversary. Since three.
I mean, we eat right? something and then hang
third
out,
but... third year anniversary was the last year that I was like, hey, here's your anniversary gift. It's leather. Look, I got you this bracelet with this phrase on it, like super romantic dude over here. And then after that, things got in the way. And by things got in the way, I mean every anniversary, every birthday,
yeah.
every Christmas, yeah. every whatever. It's we have something going on, and next year it'll be better, and next year it'll be better. And we were walking Pork Chop. And she was pulling this like, well, I guess we could just, you know, go through the drive-thru at Burger King and get a chicken sandwich and come back
that.
And work,
but.
You know. And I'm like, I said, seriously, I said, stop. I said, I don't care what we do. I said, just let's go somewhere, because when are we ever going to do a damn thing if it's always next year we'll do something for our anniversary or next year, whatever. So next Friday. It's Friday, right? I'm not good with dates.
It's Friday.
The 9th. I know the 9th of 7. 7 of 9. It's not why I remember that, but that is interesting. Is our anniversary, and we're going to go stay in a hotel somewhere and walk around and eat a sandwich. I don't know. Doesn't matter what we're doing. The point is we're doing something to commemorate the sentence we've shared together. This commitment...
Of 83 years.
Of 183 years. This life sentence we're currently serving, we are going to go celebrate. And I'm pretty happy about it. Because literally 5 years, I think. I mean,
it's been a long time.
I haven't bought a card.
No, because I don't want to pay $8 for a card.
Cards are pretty crazy these days. I'm going to make you one in Canva and just ship it to you. Your email address.
That's like $8 more in sushi you could buy me. Like, no.
True. So, you know, and that's the thing. And it's just like I told her today. I said, if not now, when? You know, there's always another goal, another milestone. There's always work to do. We're always going to do it. But sometimes you just got to go, yo, man, I don't have a doc file ready for your friends to join F4D. Explain it to them or don't. You know, because we have to move forward, right? And so that's what I'm really excited about. Like, I don't even know what we're doing. We may go stay at the Gaylord.
We may go eat sweet potato pancakes at the Wave.
We may get burritos on the way home on Saturday. We'll probably go live with you guys on Friday. I don't know yet. We'll see. Happy anniversary to us. Who's got a question? If y'all ask any science shit, I swear. If y'all major in the minors on my anniversary, I will be super salty. Murphy, don't try me when you watch this on the replay. But yeah, so we're really happy about it. So we have a cruise booked this year. We have our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
That comes every year.
There's a meetup in July.
There's a meetup in July. We have September 11th coming. We're going to Halloween Horror Nights this year.
It's back.
We have the reunion coming up. We have so many things to be happy about. We didn't let someone sign up the first day. We said, nah, yes. Brah, you don't belong here. Life is good, and we're going to keep it rolling good, and we want you guys to keep it rolling good with us. So I guess that's what I got. Stephanie said, have a good weekend. You I too. Hope you do, too. I hope you hung out for that tirade.
Anna's already on it. Yes, girl, yes.
We got time. We need Come to make on. It happen. Annette, I hope you are safe, too. I think we're just going to be chilling.
We're going to be here with the pork chop in case there's fireworks.
We heard last year that this neighborhood does some, the neighborhood we moved into in August of last year, we heard they do some...
like partying.
Right? And so we'll see. We'll see if they go boom boom here or not. Thank you, Val. She said, congratulations. Enjoy yourself. You deserve it. We're going to try.
Yep. Karen, it is not Harmony. This I don't know if Harmony, what class it is. It's Odyssey of the Seas, so it's the quantum class that they just released. All I know is it's the one with the big globe that goes around off the back of the ship.
There are like 18 restaurants. They have hibachi.
It's ridiculous.
We're really excited.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I didn't even know this plane was a thing.
Cafe? I'm not even going to try to say that.
Where is Siesta Key?
Siesta Key, I believe, is on the other coast from us. So it's Ooh. Not super close. It's on the other coast and south a little.
Bro, it's an anniversary. I don't know if it's worth 4 hours in the car.
But we might go to Capitol Grill, which is a steakhouse.
We want to like look forward to seeing each other on the anniversary. I think 4 hours in the car, I think we're going to be ready to get some separation. Yeah. We'll be staying in separate hotels.
Hi, Karen.
Karen, you know what this is like.
Yeah, you've met us.
Yeah, you know what it's like. You and Gary know what this is like.
Yeah.
See, that's what we need. We need some Dollar Tree cards. You know what I want to do? I'm gonna give her a dollar and say, go pick it out.
That, or we're just gonna go like the day after Christmas. We'll buy like 100 Christmas cards for like $10, and we'll just cross Christmas out and write like birthday.
That's an investment, right? If we get anniversary cards for the rest of our life, we have to stay together because if I put 2 pennies into something, I'm getting my value out. That's the way you keep me, right?
Getting your value out of the marriage.
That's what they say in the fire service. I'm sure they say this in a lot of places, but it's cheaper to keep her. You know, it's cool. Like, dude, if I bought 10 cards, that's 10 years I got to stay with you.
In the fire service, it is.
Yeah, it is, because they take that pension.
Yes, Karen, we'll find a way. Girl, we'll shove you up in there.
Bring it. And like I said,
every... What's a little x-rays between friends?
Everybody get ready for 2022
first in cruise.
Everybody so get excited. Ready, man. Yep. Everybody that cruises, even if you don't cruise...
Oh, it's so much fun.
Just come on the cruise, man. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
They have dance parties. Janice, I'm looking at you, Janice.
We'll have our own dance parties. I'm going to see if we can get like a meeting room, like you know, like you read on the itinerary.
Take over a lounge.
Right, like at 10 o'clock, first in family, we'll be on the Lido deck. You know, that's what I want, man. I want to make it some big deal. We'll all have matching shirts for every day so we can look like those people. You know, I'm all about it, man. Let's do it, fam. Let's just keep making this thing awesome because you guys deserve it, man. You guys are the best. Anna Patterson, big fan.
Yeah,
big
right.
fan of Dollar Tree. Hey, man, now that I know there's $1 cards, that's where my parents are getting all their cards from, too.
Dollar store.
I didn't know they had cards. That's what I said. You know, I don't. Is it everything's a dollar or is it most things are a dollar? Is there inflation in a dollar store? I don't know. These are the things that keep me...
No, the products just get cheaper.
These are the things that keep me up at night. So, guys, that's it. That's all we got.
Yeah.
We are super, super excited. Oh, there we go. Stephanie says, now she'll have to go so I can bring my speaker.
Come on.
You definitely brought the party. You definitely brought the party. And you're definitely bringing the heat with your recipe hour.
Yes.
So good job dropping those, man. Those nuggies look really good. I'm excited for Anne to make me some. I think with the pork rinds, I think they're going to be delicious. Congrats.
Uh-huh.
And since we have a chicken grinder, we might just do the ground booby and see how it works out.
Yeah.
But it came out really good with the canned stuff, too, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. The canned stuff is our hurricane stash, so I'm going to hold on to that for a little bit, especially because now there's a hurricane coming at us.
Val says... Wait, y'all are getting ripped off. Our store is 2 for $1.
Oh.
2 cards? Or is the store 2 for $1? Because, man, I moved to Jersey for that. What? That sounds like a heck of a lot of savings.
I'm going to go to the dollar store tomorrow and look.
Yeah, Stephanie, you're killing it, man. You're killing it. You're adapting and overcoming to a lot of stuff, man. And I just love watching you win. So thank you for sharing all that stuff. And I know the rest of the fam digs it, too, man. You're making some fans. Yep. So keep it coming.
Yep.
Keep it coming.
Yep.
Two cards.
I'm going tomorrow. We're buying cards tomorrow.
Val, what I need you to do is I need you to pick me out some happy anniversary cards and just slide them my way so I can hook the boss up with something. Because I've been real bad about it. But, you know, at the same time, she's been bad about it, too. And really, at the end of the day, she should be celebrating all this.
There it is.
She gets to be with all this.
I thought we were going to make it through without this. We can't.
All this. Just get on out of here. I'm a Hodge Twins you.
Boy, get you on out of get here. Get your elbow out of my chest.
Get on out of here. I'm gonna Hodge Twins you and just get up in the mix.
He
I used to love when they do that.
That I'm making his dinner that might just fall on the floor before I give it to him now. Hmm. Listen, maybe should have waited till after dinner. Uh huh.
Can I rewind?
There's no rewind.
No either. Rewind.
Moving on.
Oh, there it goes. John Kajimi said he made a little cheesecakes last night. See, Stephanie, changing lives, my friend. I told you. Did you get fuel set up yet? Did you get her fuel stuff set up yet?
I want to say I sent it to you, right?
Get on fuel, because your stuff's good, man. And I think it really shows people how you eat, which is different from how a lot of people may eat. And that's great. That's what it's about. You know, if you can make your whole day with dessert, I think you're winning.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I love about the diversity we have. I wish my photos looked as good as Anna Patterson's.
Oh.
But Adam, who's wraps a venison hot dog in a slice of bread, can deliver just as much. Someone can go, oh my God, you mean I can eat like that?
Yeah.
And that's what's so great about this fam. And you are showing hands down. With your cheesecakes, with your desserts, with your syrups, with chicken nuggets, that it can be done by anyone, by anyhow, and you can make it yours. And that's what I love about it. So keep sharing it, please.
Yeah. She's like, we're going to get a package full of anniversary cards.
Yep, that's it.
You get to be even lazier on our anniversary from now on.
That's what I'm all about. Efficiency. Oh, it's efficient, God. Woman. How can I make... If it were up to you, we would have went to damn... 2 for 2 McDonald's and came back and worked on our anniversary. So thank you to Jonathan for saying, no, man, book somewhere. Let's just go somewhere. I don't care where it is. So you are welcome, wife. Tom says a lot of things fall off trucks in Jersey. That's true. That's an investment right there. Val says 2 for each of you, covered for 2 years. Listen,
nice. Listen,
if I've got some skin in the game, I'm going to listen. That's exactly what it's all about.
Hodge Twins, okay, man,
Hodge Twins, they got some opinions, some ideas I can't always get down with, but I used to love when they were just like fitness dudes and just whatever, like years and years ago, and they would literally get on there and they just stare in the camera and they're like, they just get out of my way and they'd knock each other out of the way. I thought it was the greatest thing ever. So if you're old school Hodge Twins fan, you may see where some of my stuff comes from, because, man, I used to love those, get out of my way. Get off of here.
He's going to regret all this later.
So, yeah. So, well, I mean, you can be the Hodge twin in front.
Nah, see?
There you go.
There
see?
It is.
I got some dinner coming. Go ahead. Go ahead, twin.
Make my dinner.
Okay. See? Yeah. He's here for it, man. Yeah. See? I wonder why Gary Hodge loves the Hodge twins. Karen Hodge.
That makes sense.
It's a namesake right there. 100% variety is absolutely the spice of life. And
desserts,
I agree with you,
life.
Desserts are life too. We plan dessert first. That's the biggest thing. If room is tight, not twite, easy for me to say, stuck on twins.
Nah.
If room is tight in the calorie budget, allocate it to dessert first so you have something to look forward to. That's the way I roll.
Yep.
We got triplets for Ken Jimmy. Tom says, I don't pay retail ever. This guy who won more than we made last year on the blackjack table doesn't pay retail. That's who you pay attention to.
Smart.
Share with me the secrets, boss.
Smart.
So I've heard that I've got dinner about 12 times. And I've also heard I'm in the doghouse about 12 times. So
yeah.
I gotta stop digging. First way to get out of a hole is stop digging. I got to put the shovel down, which means I got to get off this live call and get to work making up for my discretions. So, First in Family, thanks so much for being awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for showing up to a Q&A with absolutely zero cues. I appreciate it. July. Central Florida meetup.
July 24th, Saturday.
September 11th, Tunnel to Towers.
In Vero Beach, Florida.
Please be here if you can. December
9th through the 12th is the reunion in Orlando.
Reunion 2 for 2021. Be there or be...
wherever else you are.
Square.
Rectangle.
Parallelogram.
I couldn't take that one, sorry.
Have a great weekend. Thank you, Val. You guys be awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being the best damn family ever. Thanks for making everything we do and have done worth it. And thanks, most importantly, for being First In. We'll see you guys soon. Take care. Have a great weekend. Bye.